We've heard the CEO of Export Barbados, Mark Hill, say that they believe this country has the potential to make some $5 billion U.S. dollars from exports in what they call the bioeconomy. Today, he expands on that thought.
In the biospace, you would hear of further developments with our pharmaceutical investment opportunity as we partnered with Rwanda, where Prime Minister Motley sent myself and Minister Ishmael to Rwanda. We partnered with them around vaccine equity. We had the German team on the ground who's helping us to develop our legislation, to develop Food and Drug Association, for lack of a better term, so that we can regulate the production and manufacturing of these vaccines and various form of pharmaceuticals on the island. So we're making a lot of headway in that really quickly. We believe that the life science space alone can move our exports beyond $1 billion U.S. dollars per annum.
Where are we now in terms of dollars and cents versus your objectives?
The data that we have, certified data, then goes aggregately with other exports, so we get domestic data. So we're around $700,000 of exports, 350 to around 500 million U.S. dollars. Sorry, 500 million U.S. dollars. So we're around $1 billion in exports on goods. We don't get to track service exports, so we have to build mechanisms that allow us to track service exports. So right now, we do an estimate that we are around $1 billion right now in overall exports, U.S. dollars. So we want to double that growth by 2030. So we're really putting in efforts, bringing on board the necessary skill sets and expertise that can help us to begin to track service exports, because Barbados is primarily a service economy. So you expect that if your economy is divided up 80% services, 20% the rest of the productive sector, so industry and agriculture. So from a data standpoint, we really know that we're only at 20% of our capabilities as far as export is concerned right now. That's the data that we're capturing. So when we begin to capture that other 80%, we will be well over $1 billion U.S. dollars in exports. So there's two things that need to happen: capturing the data so that we have more accurate numbers, and continuing to innovate so that we can exponentially grow. So in a nutshell, I would say Barbados has been a sleeping giant in the export space, because the narrative before was primarily import substitution, which is still very useful. But what import substitution as a national industrial policy does for you, it makes you focus inward and be very defensive. 30 months ago, we shift to an export-oriented strategy, which is let's focus outward. It doesn't mean we stop doing import substitution, but the more outward focus we have, the more we look at generating foreign exchange, more innovation would take place, more investment would take place, and more aggressive growth would take place. So it has been a change in policy that is seeing this particular shift.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.